Rob glanced around. We need to find the wolves. Can you stand to go a bit longer? I can go as long as you can. Maester Lewin had warned him to keep the ride short, for fear of saddle sores, but Bran would not admit to weakness in front of his brother. He was sick of the way everyone was always fussing over him and asking how he was. "Let's hunt down the hunters, then," Rob said. Side by side, they urged their mounts off the King's Road and struck out into the Wolf's Wood. Theon dropped back and followed well behind, talking and joking with the guardsmen. It was nice under the trees. Bran kept Dancer to a walk, holding the reins lightly, and looking all around him as they went. He knew this wood, but he had been so long confined to Winterfell that he felt as though he were seeing it for the first time. The smells filled his nostrils, the sharp, fresh tang of pine needles, the earthy odor of wet, rotting leaves, the hint of animal musk and distant cooking fires. He caught a glimpse of a black squirrel moving through the snow-covered branches of an oak, and paused to study the silvery web of an empress spider. Theon and the others fell farther and farther behind until Bran could no longer hear their voices. From ahead came the faint sound of rushing water. It grew louder until they reached the stream. Tears stung his eyes. "Bran?" Rob asked. "What's wrong?"